Hey, this is Highway Radio. Highway Radio is great for people who like to listen to things. Josh Bell is here. Josh Bell likes to watch things.
Yeah, I like to watch.
Josh Bell likes to watch. Okay, that's not creepy at all. Let's talk about movies with Josh Bell, who hates everything.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
All right, I watched the trailer. Josh has to watch the movie. This one is called The Kitchen.
We are going to have crews everywhere.
I can see you got brains, and I know you got money. But we got one thing that you don't. We got criminals.
I told you we can't go around working for a bunch of women.
You are not smarter than me. I will wipe you off the face of the earth.
Well, that's not a nice thing to say to two funny ladies who apparently aren't very funny in this movie at all.
No, it's not really, it's not a comedy. It's got a couple moments of humor, but it's definitely not a comedy.
All right, tell us about The Kitchen, Josh.
So this is a crime drama set in 1978 in Hell's Kitchen in New York City. And the idea, it's sort of similar to, we had that movie Widows last year, where we've got this crew of criminal men and they get pinched and they go to prison. And the women that they leave behind have to kind of take over. Right. So these three mob guys are carted off to prison, and their wives, played by Tiffany Haddish and Melissa McCarthy and Elizabeth Moss, who is not known for being funny.
Right.
but is an excellent actress.
Right.
They have to take over because basically they don't have a choice. They're no longer able to support themselves, and so they step up, and they turn out to be pretty good at it. Okay. And so they take over this criminal empire in Hell's Kitchen and face off against other gangsters in other parts of town, and then eventually face off against their own husbands who get released from prison and aren't really happy about the women having taken over their business.
Right.
So I think this is a cool concept. It's actually based on a graphic novel from a few years ago, and it's got a very good cast. I think Melissa McCarthy has proven to be able to do some solid dramatic work in Can You Ever Forgive Me, and she's been in some other stuff as well. And Elizabeth Moss is great in basically everything. And this movie just squanders all of that potential, unfortunately. It's very disjointed narratively. Things happen without motivation, it seems like. The characterization is very superficial. These three women who are supposed to be bonding and working together seem like they barely know each other. They're kind of all off in their own subplots. The dialogue is weak. And the way they depict 1970s New York City is kind of cartoonish and is a bit like an amusement park version of it. Not that I ever was in New York City in the 1970s, but...
Are you familiar with the graphic novels?
Yes.
Is it true to that? Or does
no.
It, no.
Okay. No. It's the same basic concept, but it changes almost all of the details. And the truth is the graphic novel is not that great.
Okay.
And changing it is not a bad idea. But I don't think that necessarily these changes improved it.
Right.
I like these actors. Again, there's some triumphant moments that are entertaining, but I think this movie overall is a missed opportunity.
So how many stars for The Kitchen?
I give it a 2.5 out of 5.
All right.
It's down the middle. It just doesn't quite work.
Josh Bell, who hates everything. Make sure you check out joshbellhateseverything.com, and the podcast is blowing up.
Yeah, Awesome Movie Year is the podcast I co-host with comedian Jason Harris, and we're talking about the movies of 1994. In our first season, we just talked about Wes Craven's New Nightmare, which is one of my personal favorites, so check that out at awesomemovieyear.com.
Sounds great. Josh Bell, everybody. Hey, drive carefully. Thanks for having Highway Radio on.